Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 278, episode 2 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it is Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. My name is Jack O'Brien, aka Potatoes O'Brien, and I'm thrilled to be joined by a very special guest co-host, an award-winning podcast host, writer, producer, actor, voice artist. It's Jackie Sneo!
Ooh, that's all y'all get today. That's all y'all get today. Y'all don't even get lyrics. Y'all just get teases. It's March, which is, you know, tease month. It's tease month over in the Neil household. Okay. What up, Negroes? How we doing today? How you doing, Jack? It's so good. It's always good to see you, man.
It's always good to see you.
You got a new background, man. You got a new background behind you.
Yeah, I'm in Pittsburgh at my in-laws' house.
Damn.
Screaming Dear Daily Zeitgeist through the whole house.
I love it. I want y'all to see this dedication from Jack. He's still coming to y'all from Pittsburgh. If I was anywhere but Burbank, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, man.
So I want y'all to appreciate Jack O'Brien in these streets. Appreciate this man.
And my wife, who carried the recording, like the arm for my microphone, in her bag because we flew Red Eyes on Spirit separately.
Love it.
And had to spread the weight around, you know, so we didn't have to spread too much.
so you didn't get above 32 pounds?
Yeah, exactly. you go to 41 pounds and it's like, they're like, oh, like you might as well be flying first class on, like, Delta, because...
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's bad out here. But, like, that's the thing that's changed is that there's, like, a airline that flies to the city you're trying to go to. Like, from L.A. to, like, Pittsburgh, which is not... It's not, like, a tiny city.
You know, it's a city. They have two major sports teams. I was going to say, they got a sports team. Listen, if you got a baseball and a football team, you're a major city.
Yeah. And a hockey team, and they all have the same color. I mean, that's pretty cool. But yeah, Spirit was our only option, which Spirit also has the same color as their sports team. So maybe that's the yellow and black. Yeah.
The yellow and black. Listen, black and yellows always stick together.
Black and yellow.
I get it.
Well, Jaquise, we are thrilled to be joined by a very funny stand-up comedian and artist who was recently named one of Hoo Ha Ha's Comedians of 2022. She hosts and produces the long-standing monthly stand-up show at the Hollywood Improv, Salty AF, AF. I'm old and my brain doesn't work. It was a red eye, you
we
know.
Got it.
It's Holly Brown.
Oh! Hey, hi. Salty AF. I know. It's salty as fuck over here.
Yeah.
Always.
AF. I forget even what I just said. It's like salty AF.
I still read it as salty AF all the time. I'll just be telling comics like, yeah, would you like to do my show salty AF? And they're like there waiting for me to finish the sentence. And I never do. So,
I don't know when it became the case when like I got old. I don't know how old you are, Jack, but I don't know how old you are, Holly. But I will say that I routinely have to look up online all these goddamn acronyms these kids are coming up with. I don't get it. I'm only 36. And I was like, man, is this how we made our parents feel? Quick as shit.
Yeah, but like, ours were so lame. Ours were so lame. I feel like we had FOMO. We had these other. Now there's one that I don't understand still how to use it. BET. How do you use BET? I don't know how to use it.
Okay. Okay. I can. BET. BET is not a new thing. BET is.
Oh, shit.
I've been saying BET since I was like six. It's a black community thing, you know. So BET just basically means like I'm giving the keys out. If Lacey was here, she would have my head.
Stop.
She was like, stop giving the keys out, Jackie's. But BET basically is just like, all right, cool, 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 cool. All right, word. All right, dope. It's just basically like a, it's an affirmation
indeed.
Of indeed.
Is,
yes.
Is what I say instead.
Yes.
When you would say BET, I say, indeed, my good sir.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. We was like, that's too many letters. Let's just put it down to one quick word.
Yeah.
Oh, but I think it sounds so cool. Indeed.
Indeed. I mean, honestly, I might take that. I might take that, and that may become the new, what do they call it? AAVE?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the white folks call it.
Somebody needs to tell my neighbor Duncan to stop saying BET. If you could guess, he is very white.
He's very white. Duncan. I mean, listen, you know, I don't see too many white people saying BET. I see more white people asking, what the fuck does BET mean? But listen, you know, but for those who know, and now you know, Holly, now you know.
Yeah,
so
thank you. The
appreciation has grown because now
absolutely.
You know
I'm so excited to overhear it in conversation and not say it back, but I'm going to go, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
You can say, yes, yes, BET indeed, my good sir. My good sir, Duncan. Holly, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about. The Republicans are like just now openly in favor of child labor. So we're going to talk about that. Like they're just passing laws to make it easier. Like there's been some good reporting from the New York Times. We got to shout it out on the rare instance that it happens about all the child labor that happens in like these massive corporations, you know, factories just loaded down with child labor. And the Republicans' response has been like, yeah, we need to actually deregulate that so to make it easier. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to do a little CPAC recap because Donald Trump claimed that he could solve the Ukraine-Russia war in just one day. And then Michael Knowles from the Daily Wire flat out stated that, in his words, transgenderism must be eradicated from public life entirely, which is calling for genocide.
And with a name like Michael Knowles, you know he got picked on as a kid. That's why he's an asshole now.
Michael Knowles. Yeah.
Oh, Knowles? Oh, it's Knowles. Yeah, I thought you said Michael Knowles. Oh, no. Okay. All right. All right. Then, he's just an asshole because he's an asshole.
Yeah, same last name as Beyonce. So things could have gone so much better.
So much better.
It was just constantly hanging over his head how much he had failed, you know, because of Beyonce. Creed 3 made all the money at the box office. It's the highest grossing opening weekend for a sports movie ever.
Ooh,
highest grossing opening weekend for any of the Rocky films. I mean, I guess that's implied by the first thing I said, but still, it's pretty cool. And I didn't see it, but I'm excited to see it. And it just seems like a good sign for movie theaters in general. I feel like we're seeing the reverse of what we saw with all the studios and, you know, coming to the streaming thing, like being like, well, the pandemic
has started, so it will be here forever, and just like spending all their money on streaming content. Like we're seeing the inverse of that, where they're like now too slow to be get the movies ramped up again. Maybe, I don't know, but it seems like there's a bunch of big movies coming out in March, so maybe we'll come to the end of that. All of that, plenty more, but first, Holly, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Oh my God, I'm gonna be painfully honest right now, okay? There is one thing and one thing only in my search history all weekend. This is a shame for myself that I'm admitting this, but it is all Vanderpump Rules related. Do we know about this epic drama that has unfolded over the weekend by any chance in the Vanderpump Rules universe?
Completely.
Oh my God. I can give you the quickest rundown of all time.
All right. So that's what our show is about, actually. Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Vanderpump Rules. Let's go.
Vanderpump Rules is the greatest reality television show ever created. I don't watch other reality shows. I have no basis for this whatsoever. I don't know if I've ever seen a Real Housewives, but this show is a bunch of monstrous single people that live in West Hollywood, working at a restaurant, acting like absolute dipshits because they all had no money and they would spend it all. But now they all have money and it's so much worse. But this is... This is the rundown. Is this one guy, Tom Sandoval, cheated on his girlfriend of 9 years with Raquel. I'm just going to throw the names out there.
Yeah.
With Raquel, who is...
These are all characters on the show, unless otherwise noted. Okay.
Yes. Raquel has been making out with Tom Schwartz, Tom Sandoval's business partner and best friend, who just got divorced from his wife, Katie, of 12 years, right after Raquel called off her engagement to James, who used to date Kristen, who used to date Tom. It's great.
Oh my God.
They all dating each other. It's like high school theater.
Yeah. They're really giving up. Like whatever we thought Tristan Thompson drama was with Khloe Kardashian, I'm telling you, this is 10 trillion times worse. It's incredible. I'm in a chokehold. I can't stop thinking about
it. I love this. I also love that, you know, like Vanderpump Rules is a great name. Like I've been to, what's the bar in WeHo that is from somebody from that show?
Sir.
Yes,
yeah, there's so many now.
But that was the original one, right? That's like the OG. I've been there. I just love the name. I've never watched it. I only watched The Challenge and The Bachelor. And then I had a reality show podcast where I had to pretend like I actually watched reality shows. So spoiler alert, I lied. but they paid me. But I just really just love that name. It has like the best name, I think, out of any of the reality shows. Vanderpump Rules. Yeah.
It's kind of giving O'Doyle Rules a little.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, a little bit.
Like,
okay. So you're saying the drama is there?
It's so great.
My question is, like, are they all sleeping with one another because they know that they're all characters on the show and, like, they want, like, the way that a royal family will intermarry within the family because they want to consolidate power and, like, keep all the money keep all the power for themselves? Like, is something, because that web of social and sexual connections between the characters, like, reminds me of like the Habsburg family tree, you know, like it's just so interwoven. And I wonder if there's some incentive there.
I feel like that was a very generous comparison.
It didn't end up so well for the Habsburgs, but
I'm sure they think they're the royal family. I mean, they are, I would say, unfortunately, the royal family of Bravo right now, you know, so they,
right.
I think there's something to that. These particular people in question, I don't know how to mince words, they are absolute losers. So I just think people in public probably won't sleep with them. I don't know why. I just assume, blanket statement, you see this man's face, he looks like a generic Harry Styles wannabe, in the worst way. And
because there's a good way to look like a generic Harry Styles wannabe.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's
a base model Harry Styles. That's good. But no, this guy looks like he wants to be Harry Styles so bad, and he sees a flare pants and he just buys it. Like, there's no questions asked. But it's, I mean, my favorite part about the whole thing, and listen, I know you guys don't know this drama, but I'm so excited to talk about it. But this whole thing, the best part is that he dressed up as his mistress for Halloween in front of his current girlfriend, and they all hung out together. How crazy is
it? Damn. Drama.
How crazy is it?
Drama. That is drama. Just like, you know what?
It would be funny, babe. Yeah, it would be funny. And then, yeah. What a mess.
It's such a mess. I'm under a spell. I open my phone. I try to look at other things, and I literally can't.
You can't. Yeah. You can't.
I can't.
You can't. Yeah. You are hooked F. You are hooked F.
I really am.
What's something you think is overrated, Holly?
Oh, man. Only because I keep getting this. For some reason, it's been an epidemic in the past few weeks. I think telling people they look like a celebrity is overrated. Stop telling them that. Don't tell. It never fares well. I think anytime you go up to somebody, even if you think it's a compliment, somehow it's not a compliment when you tell them they look like a celebrity.
It never is. Unless you tell me I look like Idris Elba or some shit, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
But they'll always find a way. They'll be like, you look like Idris Elba flew on a red eye. Like, they'll always add a little thing on the end of it. I swear.
Yeah.
Right. Or man, you know who you look like? Who? Idris Elba from that one scene in Thor. when he was dying. Man, that's how you look like. Who do you get, Holly? Who do you get?
Oh my God. The greatest hits of most recent, I got Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter, if you're familiar. Recently.
No.
She's a dead pervert.
I know
pervert.
The character, but yeah, she's a dead pervert.
Okay. Well, her name is Moaning Myrtle, so yeah.
Who haunts like a bathroom, right? Haunts
haunts the boys' bathroom exclusively. She's a real creep. Treat.
Yeah.
I got iCarly if she was into drugs. I got that.
I mean, that's cool.
listen.
Somebody thought it was a compliment.
I mean, listen, drugs. You know,
yeah.
Maybe they want Miranda Cosgrove in these streets doing crack cocaine. I don't know.
I got somebody told me I look like I had my hair in a ponytail and glasses on, and they said I looked like a girl from a cell phone commercial. And then when I asked a follow up of like, oh, which one? Like hoping to have a better compliment than what I thought it was. She goes, oh, just any.
Oh, you look like you do. You look like a commercial girl.
Right. Yeah, you look like the avatar girl that they build on top of. That's what I look like.
Damn.
So you know, I just who think we like should
Holly?
Stop.
You look like
it.
Holly Brown. You look like
that's
Holly.
Right.
Oh
Holly.
My
that's
God.
What you look like.
Has anyone ever told you you look like Holly Brown? This is one of the rules of modern etiquette that we've like the New York Magazine did this like 400 rule list of like. This is how you should text. This is what you should do when splitting a bill. This is, and like a lot of it is way off base, but the way that you are addicted to Vanderpump Rules, I'm addicted to this magazine article to the point that I bought the like paper magazine. And one of the rules of etiquette that I do feel like we've all agreed is just good. Like it should be canon. For everyone is like, don't tell people who you think they look like. It's just, it never goes well.
No, I have an eye condition, so my left eye doesn't work properly. I don't know how else to say it other than my left eye's broken. But sometimes I have this, and then I always get compared to celebrities that are cross-eyed, and I'm like, why would people? Why is that coming out of your mouth? It never makes sense. But at least they're quasi hot, even if they're into drugs.
Right. Yeah.
Bonus.
They're like, you look like Columbo if he was into drugs. Is he the one, Peter Falk, who had like a wandering eye?
Oh, God. I don't know, but someone will probably tell me
that's
tomorrow.
Real,
so I'll
real
let you know.
Old person reference. Who are some cross-eyed celebrities, actually?
Maybe I only know one and I got really upset about it. So I made it seem like there's 100, but there's just Sutton Foster is like a Broadway actress. She's incredible. And she's got a wonky eye. And everyone tells me I look like Sutton Foster. So.
Oh. Okay. The only one I know of is Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, yeah.
Forrest Whitaker. Yeah.
Forrest Whitaker got the eye.
Wonk
eye.
Yeah, yeah.
The wonk.
I have the eye, so I'm allowed to call it wonky day in and day out. It's I look stupid and I know it. Okay.
No, not at all. Not at all. I told you, you look like Holly Brown. You look like
Holly
Brown.
That's right.
Oh, I love her.
Holly Brown don't look stupid.
That's right. I also have a slightly crossed eye. So
my eye also, this one of my eyes is like the it doesn't open as wide as the other eye. Maybe, we all in the family.
We all have a fucked up eyeball.
What's something you think is underrated?
Ooh, chain restaurants. I think chain restaurants are highly underrated. I think everyone will die for one. And it'll always be one that someone else would respond with, ew, you know?
Sure.
But I've had some of the best like CPK is mine, California Pizza Kitchen. Mm-hmm. That's my absolute number one. I would eat it every meal. If I was on death row, they'd say, what would you like to eat? I'd say, tostada pizza, please. Immediately.
Yeah.
I think everyone has one, and I like finding out which ones they are.
Yeah. Jakees, I mean, what's yours?
Oh, I got a lot. Let me tell you something about chain restaurants. They're chain for a reason, you know? You know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. The formula is created to appeal to the masses, you know? So I'm a fan of a few. Listen, like Comedian Feud, we give out Olive Garden gift cards because I love me some Olive Garden. Them breadsticks on point.
The opening act of an Olive Garden meal with the breadsticks and salad is unrivaled.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then also you can get a bottle of wine at Olive Garden for like $20, which is how much it costs in the store. So, you know, other places you get a glass of wine for like 20. You get a bottle of wine for $20. Also, give me some IHOP pancakes every day of the week.
I love IHOP. Yeah.
Oh, love me some IHOP.
There's probably so many people listening right now. They're like, IHOP. And then they're going to go against you and say Denny's. My brother has eaten every menu item from Denny's, I just realized. He told me.
Really?
Okay. He said, pass on the steak. Hot tip.
Good tip.
Pass on the Denny's steak. We are a chain restaurant friendly podcast.
Hell yeah.
Especially California Pizza Kitchen. We had just like a run for a long time about RHCPK. Like,
oh, no way.
Red Hot Chili Peppers needed to get into the California Pizza Kitchen business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I mean, California Pizza Kitchen is so good that they like sell their pizzas across the country. Frozen pizza. That's how you know the pizza. It's good. It's good shit. It's good stuff.
It's like when you go to In-N-Out, you know what you're getting every time. Some people like to argue In-N-Out's not as good and it's overhyped. But the best thing about In-N-Out is consistency, baby. You get to go.
Yeah.
You get the same thing every time. It's never tasting different. You
the
can't say that about other places.
Can't be beat. The price truly can't be beat.
If
In-N-Out sold bottles of wine, they would be like $17.
That would be it.
Yeah.
Man, I thought Olive Garden was so fancy when I was a kid, though.
Yeah, that was our night out. That was our, when we went out to dinner, you know.
Yeah.
That was a very special occasion. We got to go to Olive Garden.
And they give you those little Andes mints at the end of the meal. You know, pop them things in your mouth so your breath don't smell like cheese and wheat. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is.
Those are so much better than the other one, like the just white chalky mints that some restaurants give out. That was always such a bummer when we would hit that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and then we'll be back to talk about some news.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and it's time to check in with the Republicans. They were up to some shit this weekend, past few days. So, you know, while drag shows in libraries are clearly extremely harmful to children, Republicans believe every young tyke could use a dose of backbreaking manual labor. According to, I mean, this seems to be the logic behind a bunch of Republican controlled states currently considering weakening child labor laws. So they responded to the reporting that American factories like Tyson Chicken, you know, like big household name brands have, you know, are loaded with children working in their factories. And their response was like, yeah. No, absolutely. And we need to make it easier for that. We need to. So they passed something literally called the Youth Hiring Act of 2023, which would weaken the state's oversight of child labor laws by eliminating the need for a permit altogether. This is happening in Ohio, Iowa, Arkansas. Sarah Huckabee Sanders proclaimed she will sign the bill while also maintaining that protecting kids is most important. Protecting kids is most important. Definitely sounds like a heartfelt statement that was not generated by ChatGPT. But yeah, I mean, two Arkansas meatpacking plants just got in trouble for employing 102 children as young as 13 for overnight shifts. And the children's jobs, they are tasked with cleaning up caustic chemicals, sanitizing saws and other processing equipment. And six of them were working at a Tyson facility in Green Forest in Arkansas. So it's protecting children is only important to them when it's their children, I would guess. And these,
well, of course,
you know, fucking thing is that these are not their children. Their children aren't going to work in a meat processing plant to sanitize the meat saw that is designed to cut through flesh as quickly as possible and deal with caustic chemicals, right?
I know. Can you imagine? Every time you go to Jersey Mike's and you see them cutting that meat fresh, can you imagine a child doing that?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I used to work at a grocery store where we had to cut meat and cheese. And, you know, I was in the 18-year-old range, so I was a teenager at this point. But man, the shit we used to do to that meat and cheese, man, like, let me tell you, like, I couldn't imagine having a kid like in there. We would drop the meat on the floor and still pick it up and slice that shit for the customers. Like, if somebody pissed us off, man, like, this is nasty. I'm sorry. This was 18 years ago, all right? I'm 36. Yeah. I've grown. But like, this also taught me don't fuck with people who are handling your food, because whenever somebody would like be rude to us, we would go drop their fucking food in dishwater, and then like we would fight. It was terrible. We did terrible shit. So outside of just not wanting your kids to, you know, be, because I mean, like, kids having jobs is a thing, although they shouldn't, but you know, it is a thing. We can't deny that, like, sometimes your kids will sweep up, like, the barbershop or, like, shit like that, right? Like, I had a little cop job before I was 16 or 15.
In a community setting.
So it's not like, you know, we're saying, like, oh, a kid can't learn the value of responsibility and earning money and like all these things. But like, outside of just not wanting your kid to deal with shit that an adult should be doing, like handling knives and blades or not having proper labor laws on their side, like right. They can't work over fucking night because you're a child. I also don't want a kid handling my damn food. I don't want a child handling anything that I need to, you know, have as an adult that needs tender love and care. It's kind of wild on both sides to me.
Yeah.
Man.
The fact that it's not, you know, somebody in a community like working with their family or something to
right.
like learn a trade. It's systemic and they're trying to make it easier to do, like give less right. oversight, make it less carefully deployed, I think tells you all you need to know about like what they have in mind for yeah. this.
Do they want kids to work overnight so they don't even have the time to go to these drag shows? I mean, yes. they're just too busy.
Yeah. Yeah. And kind of like a related story. So CPAC just wrapped up. It featured such highlights as Donald Trump claiming that he could solve the Ukraine-Russia war in just one day.
I can do it in just one day. It'll be the best, so easy. It'll be the best cleaning you've ever seen.
I alone
ever,
can fix it.
Ever. I alone, Trump, MAGA.
But one of the most repulsive speeches, which I feel like is probably like they give out a Palme d'Or for like most repulsive speech at CPAC, like the, you know, that's something that you are competing for in the grand jury prize at the end of CPAC. Mm-hmm. But the Daily Wire's Michael Knowles, who flat out stated that, quote, transgenderism must be eradicated from public life entirely. Mm. So transgenderism isn't a thing. It's an offensive term used by anti-LGBT activists to try and dehumanize trans people. Like it implies that it's an ideology rather than people. And mm-hmm. so calling to eradicate transgenderism means literal genocide. Like if you're calling to eradicate people. So it's, yeah, again, and the thing that they put, all like stake all this on is that they're worried about children, right? Like that seems to be the talking point that they like to go to, and something that's like being swallowed by like supposed centrists, like Matt Iglesias, who like started Vox, is like he's become very toxic.
The dude who got me banned from Twitter.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. What did you say? You said that you hope he.
I hope he stubs his toe and has knee pain every day.
Yeah.
And that got you banned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've said so much worse. I think
very
I've asked,
fragile.
I've hoped that people's limbs fall off. I mean, that's not.
Yeah. That. It was a year ago. Now I'm over it. But it's just always fun to hear his name.
Yeah. Well, he'll be like unequivocal on all other subjects that have to do with human rights, but he's willing to adopt like these right wing talking points on trans rights being human rights. And the like he's taken in these talking points where it's like, well, like there's this quote unquote study that the right has like manufactured that's like kids were identifying as attack helicopters and were given gender affirming health care. And like they've created this fiction that, you know, it's extremely easy to get gender affirming healthcare, which, first of all, it's not easy to get any healthcare in the United States. And second of all, it's like the thing that they're talking about as being like out of control is extremely rare and done extremely carefully. But for whatever reason, this Matt Iglesias and a lot of people who are like these New York Times stalwarts have just like backed down on this particular point. And specifically, they always like to imply that it's like children will say one, you know, one silly thing, and then suddenly they will be, you know, given gender affirming health care. And it's complete bullshit. And these are lies mm-hmm. that people on the right made up. And for some reason, they aren't willing to see through the lies on the right when it comes to trans rights. And it's very frustrating, especially because when you get down to the core of it, it's fucking calling for genocide.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also would argue that it's more than they're just not willing to see the truth. It is they are actively perpetrating the lie.
Yeah.
You know, they know the truth. They know. Yeah. They know they don't give a shit about kids. They know, like, you know, we grew up with teenage mermaids who couldn't talk, who, like, had to marry princes or, you know, princesses who didn't have, you know, autonomy over, or, you know, the right to marry who they fucking wanted. And, you know, a genie had to help you trick a girl into liking you. Like, and I'm not bagging these movies. I fucking love Aladdin. I love all this shit. But it's just, you know, this idea that adults who have been children before and who probably have children don't understand that the shit that we consume does not automatically, like, make us what you fear is ludicrous. It's ludicrous. They fucking know. They know.
Yeah.
They know. And it's just when it's just it's a control. I mean, I'm not saying anything you all don't know, but it's a control thing. And then you get to use the most innocent of the groups on this planet, the children, as the scapegoat for your own hate, your own, like, you know, phobias and racism and hate and sexism and transphobia and everything like that. And it's just funny. It's funny that we sometimes let these people off the hook for not knowing or not wanting to see the truth or blah, blah, blah. They know exactly what they're doing. Like, we know exactly what we're doing when we do dumb shit or bad shit. Most of the time. So yeah, it's always a funny thing. Like, I'm playing The Last of Us 2 right now because The Last of Us is on, and it gets to a scene where, like, the main character kisses a girl, and even in the video game, and this is set in 2030 something, like, dude comes and was like, "Hey, there's kids here," and it's just like, all right, bro. Like, you don't give a shit about the kids. That just made you feel some type of way, thing, right?
Always.
And that's what it always is.
It's scary as hell. I feel like we're heading towards a place. I went to a Christian private school for 1 year, and when I was in kindergarten, and I would get in trouble every day for trying to wear pants. They wouldn't let me wear pants. It was that, you know, the uniform was so strict that girls had to wear skirts, boys had to wear pants. And I feel like that is what they're trying to make everything. Every part of society is going to be a uniform, you know, literally uniform as in clothing society. Yeah. That's what they want.
How will you know which bathroom to go in if you're not wearing the skirt that the woman on the bathroom sign wears? You know,
I mean,
it gets confusing. So
I get confused. Yeah. Like, every time I roll up to a bathroom that has the person in the chair, I think I got to go get a chair to pee.
Yeah, and that's fair.
I get so confused.
I know.
Yeah, it's just dumb, bad faith bullshit that on this particular, on trans rights being human rights, like, that, it just it's really making some inroads when it comes to, like, the supposed center and the New York Times, you know, who did good reporting on fucking child labor, but on this, they're just asking questions about this thing that is all based on, like, absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
And this Michael Knowles guy, I don't know if you've seen his face. I mean, I didn't know 100% who he was. I'd seen his face circulate so many times on TikTok. There was a lot of, like, feminist TikTok videos that he was trying to debate a feminist, and every time it was just him talking over a feminist.
Sure.
But why do they all look like theater kids who were losers in the theater kid community? Like, that's what they all, it's just such revenge that's seeping out of their pores with their little smirks.
Is.
I saw it. Yeah.
It has to be. I'm a theater kid myself, but I was cool as shit. I hung out with the athletes. I got the girls. I was black too. And, you know, I was the only black boy. I got all the white girls. I got all the black. I was cleaning up, and motherfuckers hated me for it. People hated me. They hated me. And it's funny, though, man. That's such a good analogy because, you know, there is speaking on the theater kids. And a lot of this, it kind of coincides where it's just like you feel like you're owed something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when somebody comes and you know, ruffles up the status quo that of the thing that you feel like you're owed, then you start feeling some type of way. So in this instance, like with a lot of these people who promote hate, they're feeling like they're owed this country and this respect and this like reverence that they have been told their whole fucking lives that you are you can get. And the fact that like now we're getting to a point in our society where it's like now everybody deserves to be treated equally. And, you know, these people don't need to be hiding anymore. And like and no matter what marginalized group, it's messing up their status quo. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I'm owed all this reverence and blah, blah, blah. So they feel some type of way. And I just say, let them be fucking nerds and slowly die.
I'm all for calling them like. I feel like I'm a nerd. I was a theater kid. I have a Pikachu tattoo. I'm definitely a little nerdy, fair on that side of life. But I feel like if I ever were to call somebody a nerd to their face, it would only be those people. Like, that's who society should only deem as nerds now.
Yeah.
There's yeah. It. Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about movies.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and Creed 3 made all the money, $58.7 million in North America, more than $100 million globally, the biggest opening ever for the Creed Rocky franchise or a sports movie, which that's crazy, man.
That's surprising
to me. Some big sports movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising to me. Yeah, Ali. It made more than Ali. Yeah. Well, I guess also, yeah. You know, adjusted for inflation, I guess. But like, because when Ali came out, tickets were $6. But yeah. Like, that is still surprising to me.
I mean, Rocky IV was like, I mean, I guess it's different. Like, but Rocky IV like was the number one movie for like half of the year that it came out. But you know, yeah. I guess they just didn't. People, they only released like 8 movies back then. So you just knew you could catch it the next weekend.
Yeah. And now movies only stay in theaters for 6 days or some shit. Like, it'll be, Creed will be on streaming next month, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it even
beat D2 Mighty Ducks Part 2. So,
wow.
You know, it's doing something right. But yeah, I don't know. The other story that like kind of emerged was that Michael B. Jordan and Tessa Thompson went to couples therapy in character for the movie. Tessa Thompson said, I think the moral of Creed 3 is that all people should go to therapy.
That's pretty much the moral of Creed 3.
Yeah.
Presumably did you see
people
Creed
should
3?
Go to therapy as themselves, but going as someone else seems to work pretty well too.
Yeah. That's very funny. I did see Creed 3, so I'm going to try my best to not give any spoilers. So no spoilers. Okay. However, I'm going to just give my opinion on the movie. So if you don't want to hear anything, I will just say that to you right now. I had never seen any of the Creeds before this week.
Oh, okay.
Just get that out there. And like, I know like the writers, I know the dude who wrote the first movie, not Ryan Coogler, but his writing partner, Aaron Covington. Shout out Aaron, who also is a writer on Grand Crew, which is out now, so please go watch it.
Yeah,
but also, like, I just never got around to watching it. I don't know why. It was a movie I've always wanted to see, but I decided to watch both Creeds this week before I went to go see Creed 3, because I really wanted to see Creed 3, because the trailer looked dope. Jonathan Majors is having himself a year. He looks fantastic in it. I wanted to see the movie. I watched Creed 1, Creed 2. Fantastic. Truly fantastic fucking movies. Creed 2, I was high as shit when I watched it. It got me emotional. It was a beautiful movie. It's such a good movie. Creed 3 is a good movie.
Whoa.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Creed 3 is a good movie.
Not what I expected you to say.
Go watch it. Go watch it. I'm telling you, in the grand scheme of movies, it is a good movie. It is worth the watch. It is worth the time to go and enjoy some time at the movie theaters.
It wasn't your favorite Creed.
Wasn't my favorite Creed. I don't know if this is a spoiler or not. I don't think it is, but I thought it was too short.
Interesting.
That's what I'll say. I think the movie is too short. Mm-hmm. The movie is missing key elements that time would have given the movie that the other two movies had. And I don't know what that is. And I've noticed this recently. Like, a lot of movies are starting to, like, shorten their run. Not a lot, because there's still some 3-hour fucking movies. But movies are starting to shorten their runtime a little bit, and studios are starting to make a conscious effort to, all right, maybe you don't need to be in the movie theater for 2.5 hours. And I've always said this. If a movie is good, I don't give a fuck how long it is.
Yeah.
If a movie is good, we'll be there. And I know not everybody's the same, but if the story is compelling, a great movie can make 2.5 hours seem like 90 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A bad movie can make 2.5 hours feel like a whole fucking day. So, like, that's my take on that. I thought the movie was too short. I thought the movie was missing some things, but the movie is still good. Michael B. Jordan is great. These niggas look amazing in this movie. Jonathan Majors is just another planet right now.
Like, they really crushed it with marketing wise. They really knew their audience to some degree, because, man, it was a lot of just wet bodies. I'm like, well, I've never seen a boxing movie before, but it was spicy just for 30-second trailers. But
yeah.
The pitch to studio executives was like, we all know Jonathan Majors exists, but what if he was wet?
Yeah.
They were like, what? Like, heads start exploding. Yeah.
Man, that guy's just like Scrooge McDucking his life, diving into money right now. He's got to have so much money. Quantumania, this movie back to back. I mean, I want to see his bank account.
Yeah. I also Lovecraft and.
Yep.
What's the movie he had on
Loki,
Netflix?
He was in Loki.
He was on that Netflix movie, The Harder We Fall. Like, he's just been, and he's great. That's the good thing. I love when an actor is having their moment. Mm-hmm. I love when a black actor is having their moment. And I love that when on top of their black ass moments, they're also fucking fantastic. So it's like, they deserve this. They're not just having a moment because they're having a moment. They're having a moment because they are fantastic. And it's like, Jonathan Majors has it. He is on another planet right now as far as acting goes. And he's doing the damn thing. And I love it.
He really is. I think he's going to be, like, he's on his trajectory to be one of the best actors of our generation. Hands down.
He's having his Mahershala Ali moment from like 2-3 years ago.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But even that felt like Mahershala Ali was like a little, tried to keep it like, so there wasn't so much Mahershala Ali that, like, we didn't We weren't left wanting more, but Jonathan Majors is just like suddenly everywhere and everyone's like, yes, feed me, please more. That's a good point though. I don't know. You never hear people say a movie is too short. Like if a movie is a good hang, sometimes it feels too short. And the only complaint is like cranky film critics being like, I have to pick up the kids, wrap it up. And it's like, I don't know if that represents most film fans. Like, if I'm enjoying myself, I'll hang, you know?
Oh, yeah. It beats going out to bars.
Yeah.
I'm such a homebody nowadays. And I'm like, it feels like I'm doing so much more than I am when I go to a movie that's really long. I'm like, yes, I had a full night of fun. I didn't go out. I came home at midnight. And I feel so accomplished at a 3-hour film.
I'm a theater head. I love going to the movies. I love the experience. It's amazing. AMC A-list for life. You know, for those of you who don't have AMCs in your town, it's a movie subscription program. Well, basically 1 month costs the price of one fucking ticket. It's amazing. You can see like 9 movies a month. So I'm in the theaters all the damn time.
Yeah.
And when I say this movie was short, it wasn't just like, I wish that it was longer so I could have been enjoying myself more. I just felt like there were key parts of the story.
They rushed something. Yeah.
That they rushed through. That, especially with me just seeing both Creeds like this week. So it's very fresh in my mind how those stories let all their beats breathe. Mm. In the way that it needed to. That's my complaint on Creed 3. Mm-hmm. However, go watch that shit. Two black leads. Michael B. Jordan's directorial debut. It's a beautiful movie. Shot well. It's a good movie. Yeah. Felicia Rashad. You know, give it up for our mom, Felicia Rashad. It's a good time, y'all. It's a good time.
Yeah, like they don't even fit the boxing, the fight in at the end. They're just like, you get the first round. And then they're like, and yada, yada, yada. You know who wins anyways. No,
I mean,
that's not true.
Kind of.
That's funny.
Yeah. They focus more on the therapy aspect in that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it really therapy heavy? Like, that's what my main takeaway from this review from Tessa Thompson is that it's a boxing film about therapy first, fighting second. Okay.
Kinda. Yeah.
Man. Yeah. I was sitting at a bar one time I think the first Creed came out in 2015, right? I was sitting
around there.
I was sitting in a bar and I remember so specifically because the guy next to me was like, ugh. Just like couldn't keep himself together. And the bartender is like, are you okay? And he's like, Creed's ruining my life. And I'm sitting there so invested. And then he begins to tell the bartender that he used to date Tessa Thompson. I don't think any of this is true.
Right.
But he says he used to date Tessa Thompson and that she left him for the movie Creed.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't track. Your name is, you have a, you know, a Supreme shirt on. Your name is Nick. I don't think so. No.
Same, bro. I would have just been like, same, bro.
I think he needs to watch this movie and maybe heed Tessa Thompson's words.
Go to therapy. Also, I hope it is true. I hope he did date Tessa Thompson and she left him to go film Creed, because what a ludicrous thing to be upset about. Like, she left your ass to go film a fucking movie.
At some point, you just have to be like, yeah, good call by you, Tessa Thompson.
Yeah.
if you go to a bar and you're just going, ugh, and you make noises, I don't trust anything that's coming out of your mouth after that. I think it's all lies.
Yeah. Ugh. Mmm. Ah.
It's like, what happened to you today? Please tell me.
Everything okay? But anyways, they got like big movies coming out every weekend this month, which is the first time I can remember that. Like Scream 6 is next week, Shazam 2 the week after, John Wick 4. We just need a 5 and we would have the whole thing.
Yeah.
We would have two Dungeons and Dragons Honor Amongst Thieves. Among Thieves, rather, March 31st, which I don't know how that one's going to do, but
we'll see.
I'm very excited. Listen, I'm very excited. Why is this dude calling me? Oh, sorry. I'm I'm very excited
calling you. Hey, man.
I got some shit to get off my chest.
Hey, man. Do you know if you can get me back in contact with Tessa? She left me to do Creed 3 too, man.
And she never came back.
But now I completely forget. Oh, I love that. I'm loving it. Look, for the past, from like basically 2009 up until 2020, the blockbuster lane has been filled almost exclusively with MCU. Mm-hmm. And I'm not knocking that at all. I had a fucking great time last decade watching the book that was the MCU like unfold on the movie screen. So this isn't me complaining about that. But as someone who's an actor, who's an entertainer, who does movie like film and TV, and have loved this medium since I was a child, I am loving the reemergence of the original summer blockbuster. Like when we were kids, when like Independence Day was a blockbuster, and like Men in Black, basically Will Smith. And then, like, or like even like Liar Liar being a blockbuster movie, kind of like, or Jaws. Like, I'm loving that. Like,
movie stars were their own genre of movie. There's the Will Smith movie. There was the Jim Carrey movie. There's the Bruce Willis movie. Those were their own genres.
They were their own genres. And I'm loving, I love that Top Gun was fucking like a big movie last year. Like, I love that Creed 3 is a big movie right now. Like, I love that these non-MCU movies are coming back to the theaters and saying, we are putting asses in seats again. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty dope thing that I hope continues. So I'm excited for this year of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does feel like we've been, like, I've had this sense that, like, some movies over the past couple of years have done better than they would have otherwise because there was just nothing else, like, coming out for, like, 4 weeks. Like, that, I feel like everybody was scared of Avatar, so they just, like, didn't release that much after Avatar came out. But it's not like Hollywood to leave money on the table, but I guess, you know, film productions are so, you know, they take so long and you have to be greenlighting these things so far in advance that I do feel like they've probably recognized that and started ramping up production. But we're just now seeing it.
I feel like there used to be a box office battle that you actually didn't know who was going to win back in the day. You're like, oh, shoot, these two movies. I mean, half the time it was two similar movies coming out. And you're like, well, why is this happening? Two movies about bugs. Do we need this many movies about bugs? But it was, you never knew which one was going to win. And it was really exciting to watch. And now you just go knowing, okay, everyone's going to see this movie. No one's going to see this movie. And that sucks. I want more movies like that one that no one's seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they should release two movies about planet destroying asteroids every weekend.
Hell yeah.
For in perpetuity. That's my. Yeah. What were the two bug movies? My brain was coming up with a blank.
A Bug's Life? I mean,
okay, got it. Ants,
titular,
and
ants, and ants,
of course.
But I just read something because I'm so invested in like those dual movies where they always have the same premise coming out within like a month of each other or something.
Yeah,
and that one was truly out of spite. I just found out that Bug's Life and Ants, it was like a director from Disney went to make Ants and was like, well, they're making a movie about bugs, somebody get me a script, and then they made one,
right. Yeah.
It's like also when No Strings Attached and Friends with Benefits came out. It's the exact same fucking movie.
Yeah. They exist in my brain as the same movie.
Like they are the same movie.
Yeah.
You could splice them together. I feel like you could. Just a lot of no strings in those films. Neither one.
Neither one.
Well, Holly, such a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
I'm mostly on Instagram, so I'd actually just primarily go there. I'm at Holly Brown Comedy on Instagram. I post all my shows, and you can follow at Salty AF Show. I do a monthly sold-out show at the Hollywood Improv. We've sold out every show for over a year and a half, which is pretty cool.
So get on those tickets right when they drop. Go follow Holly on Instagram and just sit on that feed waiting for the next tickets to drop.
I have a timer. And I have a countdown timer in my Instagram stories, even for when it's 37 days. You better get on that shit.
There you go.
Don't sleep.
Yeah.
And is there a tweet or work of media that you've been enjoying?
Yes. And I know this is going to be weird because I didn't intentionally bring up bugs earlier in order to bring up this tweet, but I have a bug tweet. It's a bug tweet.
You don't have to pretend like this wasn't all part of the plan,
I swear,
Holly. We see right through this shit. But go ahead.
Listen, I know I'm a calculated late eight, but I I was a lizard girl growing up. I feel like that's just like you can blanket statement understand what kind of child I was, that I really liked creepy crawlies very hard. I had a lot of lizards, many of them. And I saw this tweet thread of this girl whose dad is an entomologist. And she was like just listing off sick bug facts. And they were pretty sick. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I can give you a bug fact.
Yeah, hit me with a couple bug facts.
Hit us with one.
All right. Sick bug fact number two. I'm not going to lie. Sick bug fact number one wasn't super sick, but sick bug fact number two, very sick.
That's where they get you.
Yes. When a caterpillar goes into a cocoon, it doesn't just change shape like an anamorph in there. It releases enzymes and digests almost its entire own body into liquid. That's crazy.
That is.
That's crazy.
And then just creates a new animal in there.
I hate it. I'm terrified of butterflies. Like, legitimately.
Oh, really?
Oh, oh yeah. God. I don't understand them. I don't understand their flight patterns, their erraticness. I don't understand how you can be one thing and then goo yourself to another fucking thing. Like, I don't.
Goo your way. I'm going to goo my way on over to being a butterfly, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Nah.
I will not allow it.
No, they've got beautiful they've got beautiful wings and ugly ass faces. Butterflies are butterflies are butter faces. They really are.
Yeah.
These big long legged fucking creepy insects with colorful different color wings. Oh no.
Yeah.
No. I will run from a butterfly. I will run from a butterfly before.
Almost as uncommon as the movie is too short. Is I don't trust butterflies. Jeez.
Nah,
like avant garde with these takes. I don't even know if they're hot. They might just be, but they are solid. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Holly. Jaquis, where do people find you? Is there a work of media you've been enjoying?
Oh, man. Well, you know, you can always find me in these streets, everybody. Also, Instagram at Jaquis Neal. Comedian Feud is popping right now. We sold out the last show in like 3 fucking hours.
Not enough tickets to go around in Los Angeles, folks.
Apparently not.
On these Instagram feeds.
Not enough tickets. So we are going to. Breaking news. We are going to live stream the show. I'm almost fairly positive. So if all y'all motherfuckers who've been asking me to live stream this shit for a year, be like, is there going to be a live stream? Are you going to live stream it? Where would a live stream at? I would love to see this where I'm at. I can't ever make it to LA. If y'all don't buy tickets to this live stream, I'm coming to each and every one of your houses.
So help me God.
I'm coming to your houses. I'm going to check your internet connection first. And then I'm going to look at your bank statement to make sure you have $15, $20. Because all that shit y'all been talking about, you want a live stream. I expect these tickets to be hot off the presses. So
yeah.
I'm just letting you know now, Zeit Gang. Comedian Feud every month.
And don't do it out of a sense of obligation. Do it because it's one of the most fun, entertaining.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a
fun show.
Yeah.
Scott Aukerman and Jason Manzoukas are the captains. Jenny Yang doing comedy. It's going to be a good-ass time. Grand Crew on NBC debuted March 3rd. Season two.
I love Grand Crew.
Yeah, season two is on Peacock right now, every Friday, live on NBC. I will be showing up in the back half of the season for a few episodes. So if you're expecting to see me in the first 5 episodes, you're going to be disappointed. But if you wait 5 weeks, you will be very, very, your patience will be rewarded. So Grand Crew, How I Met Your Father, out right now. A lot of shit, y'all. A tweet. Black people, after getting good service from a retail employee and finding out they have to come back another day, always ask, are you going to be here? Because, you know, we got to make sure we work with the people. And then another one, hearing that Harriet Tubman used to knock out crying babies because it could possibly get them caught is the wildest thing I've ever heard. And it makes me so happy.
Oh, my God.
Baby crying, she just hit him with the elbow. Shut your ass up. Yeah. Shut up. You about to get us back into slavery. Shut up. Hit him with the Creed. 1, 2.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a short movie right there. Bop.
That's a short movie right there.
There you go. Let's see. A tweet I enjoyed was from Natasha Leone, who tweeted, "Why can't someone invent a healthy cigarette? I thought this was the future." Question.
Weed. It's weed, Natasha.
There you go. And then Brooks Otterlake tweeted, "If you really need to ask a sheep, have you any wool? You're probably way out of your depth." And yeah, I don't know who wrote that poem. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes.
We link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you're going to enjoy. Super producer Justin, what is a song that you think people are going to enjoy on this Tuesday morning?
I usually put a lot of effort into finding a song or personalizing a song for you guys, but I'm tired. I miss Miles. So I found this song while I was playing an outdated version of NBA 2K. This is a song called Let's Go by Gun de Garcon. It's really fucking hype. I love this track. It's a good way to start out your week, but it's also a great way to end your week too. Like, it's a pretty good party, like, weekend track. So this is Let's Go by Gun de Garcon, and you can find that song in the footnotes.
Footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to you all then. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.